You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. Are you enough? Are you enough? And the bigger question is, what's enough, really? Because we hear this all the time. Oh, it's good enough, or I'm not enough. Or people, and I catch myself saying this all the time too, because I mean it. Like I tell people all the time, you're enough. But then I was thinking about it and I'm like, really, what is enough anyway? And I coach a lot of women. I coach men as well, but I coach a lot of women. And I remember one day I was talking with this one woman and she was saying, you know, how she's felt like she's not enough. And we went through this whole discussion and she had that revelation that like, wow, what is enough? Because I just looked at her and I said, all right, you say you're not enough, but enough in context to what? Like, what will be enough for you? When will you say, I'm enough? When will you say, it's enough? She looked at me and she just had this look of like, awe, like this aha moment. She also had this look of relief, like, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? Are you telling me the truth right now? Like, am I enough? Is it enough? And you know, if that's you today and you're feeling like, I just don't feel like enough, I want you to think about this. If right now you said, my life is a 7 out of 10, so let's give it some contextual, you know, number, quantitative number, a quality, and say, all right, this is where it's at. Okay, this is where I desire for it to be. What would make it a 10 for you? What would make it a 10? You know, I looked up in the dictionary, enough. Okay, I say the dictionary. Back in the olden days, we used to call it the dictionary. Now we just call it the phone, dictionary on the phone, the app. But basically went to Dear Webster because we love Webster. Webster is so smart. And these were words that came up, okay? These were words that came up when it came to enough. Words like satisfaction, abundance, purpose, need, want, desire, sufficient, suitable, fit, as good as necessary. And it was interesting because really the three words that stood out the most to me were these three words: needs, wants, desires. So when you're asking yourself the question of, am I enough? I want you to think about it in context to these three words. Number one, needs. Do you feel as though your needs are being met right now? What would be enough for you? I want you to think about that. What are your needs and are your needs being met? What would that look like for you? What would that feel like for you? And then ask yourself, what am I waiting for when it comes to getting my needs met? Because the bottom line is when we look at like, say, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, I mean, the basic needs, of course, are food, water, shelter, clothing. I mean, those kind of physiological needs. And then we move up to more like the safety needs. You know, how safe are you? Do you feel safe? That's the big thing. A lot of times our needs being met aren't only intangible needs. They are a lot of times this intangible need. Yes, there's a tangible need to feeling safe and secure, but a lot of it is based on how are you feeling. You could be safe and you could feel unsafe. The next one up, you know, this need to belong and this need for love. You could have love in your life, but not actually feel it. And then, of course, we move up to this feeling of esteem and then self-actualization, which just, it really means like you feel as though you are enough. This need to feel like you are enough and that your life is enough and that you are who you are. So are your needs being met right now, and what would make them a 10 if you are given this a rating from 1 to 10 right now? The next word is wants. your wants, my dear. Now, we will say all the time, I want this, I want this, I want that. And we a lot of times will wait to get what we think we want or need in order to fully engage in our lives and to fully live our lives well. If that's you today, then today is the day, my dear, to start looking at your wants and saying, what is it that I really want in my life? And then begin to redefine your wants to number three, the word desires, which is so much more than a word. It is a way of life, my dear, because our wants oftentimes will leave us wanting. Really, our wants will leave us wanting because there's this idea that I want because I don't have enough, I'm insufficient, I'm inadequate. When the truth is, enough is being adequate. It's satisfaction, it's abundance, it's purpose. All of these things that are directly linked to the desires of your heart. Where are you on a scale from 1 to 10 with living the life that you desire? Give it a number and then ask yourself, what would make it a 10 for you? Like, have you ever really thought about that? So often we go through life and we just want. We think we need. And we may even feel certain desires. But we never really stop and go, wait a minute. Compared to what? And not from the standpoint of comparison, but from the standpoint of saying, in context to what? Relative to what? Do you know it's possible right now that your desires could be your reality and you're not even recognizing it? I know that sounds crazy, but I got to a place in my life where I was like, wow, all of a sudden one day I'm like, I am living the life of my dreams. And I didn't even know how long it had been going on without me even knowing it. I was so busy doing what I was doing. And yes, I was loving it and I was feeling the energy of it, but I never really took time to consciously look at it and go, wow, right now I would give my life a number 10. Or a number 8 or a number 7, and compared to what? A 10 would look like this. Well, all of a sudden, I was like, oh my gosh, a 10 is what I'm living. And it's like, this is amazing. It is possible. It is possible. Dear soul, know that it is possible for you. But you have to look at all of these things, wants, desires, needs. You have to look at all of them in context to what it is that you really would say, this is enough for me. Because what may be enough for you may not be enough for me. It may not be enough for someone next door, but if you are satisfied and you are fulfilled, that is more than enough. Think about this. Have you ever sat down, you've eaten, you know, an amazing meal, and you get up and you're like, one more bite. Like, you don't even have room for one more bite. One more bite would put you up and over the edge. You're like, I'm done. I'm full. Imagine if you could have that feeling of content, satisfaction, completely full and fulfilled life. What would that look like for you? And then think about this. Once you get to that place of enough, then what? Has it ever dawned on you that maybe enough is being present to what is? And simply being present to what is, and being present to the desires in our own hearts, is what makes it enough. Is what makes it fulfilling. What if enough isn't about a number? It's not about a dollar amount. It's not about a size. It's not about a certain fit. But it's enough means that you fit in your life and that you feel fitting. There's a fulfillment there because you're aware. You are aware, my dear. Imagine what that would look like and what that would feel like in your life. Because nothing will be enough until you say it's enough. Till you say, this is enough. And then what about the whole old saying of like, you're good enough. You know, I'm good enough. What about simply dropping the enough and simply stating, I am good. I am well. I am great. This process, I've taken my clients through this so many times, and it's the most rewarding and fulfilling thing to me when I can look into their eyes and they'll say, it's not even about enough. I am. And I absolutely agree. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and go through this process. Write down the three words. 1, needs. 2, wants. 3, desires. Then give them a number from 1 to 10, with 10 being enough. And then ask yourself, what would it take for this to be a 10 for you? And especially focus on the desires of your heart. Because it is about being present to your own desires, present in your life, where you will find not only fulfillment, but you will find your enoughness. I hope to hear from you. I hope this really helps. Seriously, I know that this has the power to set you free if you take time to get conscious with an intentional consciousness and a desire to truly know what is enough for you. Thank you so much for being here. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.